Good morning, Exoticsvet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Yes, g'day, mate. Look, I need to book in a Queen of Avaria Konya that I've got to bring in for a beak trim.
Sure, man. Have you been here before?
No, I haven't.
Cool. Is she able to eat it all? Or he able to eat it all now? Or is, can he eat it all?
Oh, yeah, no, look, there's no problem. It's been growing for a while, and it's been an issue. Stacey Gellis, before he went to India, worked on it too. But the thing is, it's not a simple beak trim. It'll also, you know, I can snip it myself. That's not a problem. But it also needs, I think you call them a trimmel, that little grinder to shape the beak, because it's quite thick at the end and that.
For sure.
So you're going to have to knock her out, that's for sure. Otherwise, she'll just go crazy with her tongue.
Is it an aviary bird?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay. And does the bird have scissor beak, or is it just like a... like a necrotic sort of tip or anything, or there's
no. It's just it's just overgrown and it's thickened a bit because she just doesn't buy me chew on branches or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Look, we've definitely got plenty of time today, tomorrow. Honestly, probably any day this week, and I'll just look at Saturday as well. We do have.
Okay. Well, look.
The best view, man.
Yeah, I've got to come down to that region. I'm living between Woodford and Kilcoy, so it's a bit of a drive. Can we make an appointment for tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely, sir. Would you prefer, like, middle of the day to avoid traffic, like, say, like 20 past 11 or so?
I wouldn't mind something probably, let's say, 10-ish, if that's possible.
10 o'clock. Yeah, I've got a 10 o'clock appointment for you. So.
Okay, that's great.
That's right. But
as long as the vet knows that she has definitely going to have to be knocked out, because otherwise that tongue will get in the way of the grinder.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's fine. And we're both, Vanessa and I, have our bird memberships as well, like Stacey. So we see him all the time.
Yeah, I believe you guys have been around. I used to do a lot with Adrian,
but then
we drifted a bit apart because he was in a different area down in Chermside, and I had Stacey up here, so...
Yeah.
I've known all these, Donnelly and all those guys are people I've worked with.
Cool, man. Well, let's have a look. You might have a file here. We have some of the old Brighton system, but just what's your name again, sir?
Odekerken. O-D-E.
Yep.
K-E-R.
Yep.
K-E-N.
K-E-N, okay. I don't have you on the system, so I'll just have to add you as a client.
Not a problem.
So Odekerken.
Correct.
And your first name?
Peter.
Peter. And this is your best phone number ending in 060?
Yes, mate.
506060. And just your email address, Peter?
EOS.
Yep.
MILLY.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
EOS Millie @gmail.com.
Correct.
And then your street address?
15 Mylema, MYLEEMA, Road, Mount Archer,
perfect.
4514.
Perfect, Peter. All right, so you said Queen of Bavaria?
Correct.
Scott
told me that, he used to go to Adrian, and he told me about you guys. That he takes his birds through to.
Yeah, we see Scott a lot, which is nice, which is cool. So
yeah,
which is nice. So, well, yeah, tell me about the bird. So, is it a hen or a cock bird, and how old?
It's a hen.
Hen, and do you know how old she is?
She'd be about 2.5.
2.5, cool. Awesome. And do you have a name for her, or is it just Konya?
Well, I do have a name for it, but you're not going to write that down. It's Bugalux. I've got a lot of queens, not as many as Scott, but got quite a lot of queens, and he's just one of the breedings. But anyhow, because he's a bit of a funny little bugger, I call him Bugalux.
All right. Well, maybe should I just put Bugger on there? Bugger? That'll do.
Sorry, what was that?
I'll put Bugger as a name, shall I?
Yes.
I'll put Bugger
on. It won't respond.
That's all right. It's just for our system anyway.
It's an aviary bird, you know.
Yep. Nah, it's all good. We can always change it to, you know, leg ring number or microchip number. It's no trouble, really. But
Okay.
Look, usually, Peter, we usually just do like a bit of a health check first. I think that'd be a good option for us. Like, if she needs trims regularly for the next 6 months or so, we don't have to do the health check every time. But we just want to make sure, obviously, her heart's well. You know, everything looks okay from its stance. And definitely, like, you know, probably if you haven't seen birds before, they often have liver disease that causes the beak problems as well. So we can look for signs of that and maybe talk about some testing there too. But if we just want to do the trim, that's totally fine. But we like to just try and be as thorough as we can.
Okay. Well, look, it just depends. I'm retired these days, and even though it's an expensive bird, you know, I have two dogs that go to a local vet here, and they cost me a fortune. It just depends on how much it's going to hurt.
Sure. All right, I'll just do a quick estimate for you, Peter. So big trim and then the anesthetic. So, yeah, consultation, big trim, anesthesia, about 365. And then if we did the big trims ongoing, it's about 185 each time.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow and I'll make a decision there, eh?
Yeah, that sounds good, Peter. But
definitely the big trim will definitely be happening.
Sure. Well, definitely, if you can just maybe just fast her for an hour or two as well, just so she's...
Yes, I will.
And then that should be fine. But, yeah, we'll see you at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Peter.
Okay, then. Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Cheers.